From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. Funeral arrangements are now in place for the 9-year-old girl killed when someone shot into a Ferguson home last week. KMOV-TV reports the visitation for Jamila Bolden will be held Friday at Lane Renaissance Chapel. Another visitation will be held on Saturday at Friendly Temple Missionary Baptist Church, followed by the funeral service. Ira DeWitt, the wife of St. Louis Cardinals President Bill DeWitt III, has said her family will pay Jamila's funeral expenses. Jamila was on her mother's bed doing homework a week ago when the shooting occurred. Her mother suffered a wound to the leg and was treated at a hospital. Police continue to search for the shooter, and an $8,000 reward is being offered for information leading to an arrest. St. Louis's governing board has advanced a compromise measure that would raise the city's minimum wage to $11 by 2018. The St. Louis Board of Aldermen had begun today's special meeting by considering a measure that would have boosted the local minimum wage to $13 by 2020, but the board, by a 15-6 vote, eventually signed off on the more modest plan. Opponents argue that the measure would drive small businesses out of the city and into St. Louis County, which has declined to adopt its own minimum wage. They also insist the bill would force employers to reduce the number of minimum wage jobs available. Proponents counter that raising the wage would help workers struggling to survive on the state-mandated $7.65 minimum hourly wage. The measure still requires another vote. MU announced yesterday that the 2015 to 2016 student body has set university records for achievement and enrollment. 35,050 students are currently enrolled at MU, which is a 0.3% increase from last year's record, marking the first time in university history that the student body has exceeded 35,000 students. This student body also includes a record number of high-achieving students scoring a 30 or higher on their ACT. Barbara Roop is the interim vice provost for enrollment management, and she says this year also sees a record-breaking student retention rate of 87.1%.
We are particularly happy about the fact that the retention rate is so high of this group and that the ability indicators are so high. It shows we're attracting some of the brightest students from our state and beyond.
Roop says there is no indication that changes will be made to admission requirements. For the second time in less than a week, police in North St. Louis County are investigating the shooting death of a child. St. Louis County Police spokesman Sean McGuire says a 21-month-old boy was shot about 1 p.m. today at a home in Hanley Hills. The child's name and details about the circumstances surrounding the shooting have not been released, but the county's Crimes Against Persons Unit is investigating. The mother drove the child to St. Mary's Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Last week, 9-year-old Jamila Bolden was fatally shot while doing homework inside a Ferguson home. No arrests have been made. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.